Hey everybody, Bob DiGiacomo, Intentional Growth Coaching, and as always, I am coming to you from beautiful and sunny Bermuda. I tried to stay outside today, and it is beautiful and sunny out there, but once again, the breezes were getting too strong. I do want to remind all of you before I get into today's message that you can subscribe to my YouTube channel under Robert DiGiacomo, and of course, you can subscribe to my iTunes podcasts. You'll find them under podcasts, Intentional Growth Coaching. Now, I was contemplating what I wanted to speak to you about today because these things just pop in, and I've always prided myself on the fact that coincidences don't happen coincidentally. And it came to me, especially after I was speaking to a good friend of mine here in on the island of Bermuda. And we were talking, and she had a bridge in the background. And that bridge was quite unique because bridges take us from and to another location, or they take us to a location from which we seek to go to. And I hope that begins to make sense. But then up popped my blog that I read each and every day from Seth Godin. And you may remember I spoke of Seth Godin a while back about purple cows and the importance of purple cows. And it had to do with, and I'll put a picture up here. For those of you that are listening to this on my podcast, you'll just have to imagine in your mind what I'm referring to. And of course, you will see this also as a YouTube video that I will post to YouTube later on. So, all in all. But Seth was talking about bridges and tunnels, and thus I've put a picture up of a bridge here. And clearly, the bridge is taking you across a chasm or a barrier, because after all, that's what bridges do. They link one side to another. But he said that Robert Moses, I don't know how many of you know Robert Moses, this goes back to my childhood. Robert Moses was very famous in New York for building parks and bridges, etc., etc. He was a famous road builder. He understood that building tunnels takes just a little longer and costs a little bit more than to make a bridge. And as it turns out, bridges become monuments and create glory for those that have built the bridge. And they're there in the sky for everyone to see. And I don't know how many of you have traveled around the United States of late, but they have been rebuilding some of the older bridges, and they're building them, they're rebuilding them with modern architecture. I mean, they look phenomenal. But I think back to all of the bridges that I grew up with that span the different parts of New York. One of the unique things here about Bermuda is that there are no bridges for me to be able to drive onto to connect back to the mainland USA. You have to take an airplane, you have to take a boat. There are no bridges. And then we talk about tunnels, and I have a picture here of a tunnel. And tunnels allow all sorts of productivity without calling attention to themselves or those that build them. Clearly, those that build them. A tunnel creates progress without necessarily changing the landscape. To build a bridge, you've got to not only put the span across the chasm, but in a lot of cases, you have to maybe buy houses to just demolish them so that you can put the roads in that will lead to the bridges. And I knew this happened a good many times while I was growing up in the United States. A tunnel is evidently an elegant solution to a problem for someone with the guts and fortitude to actually build the tunnel. Now, the tunnel I'm showing here is kind of like a dark hole, and you don't know where that dark hole is going to lead to. And I don't know how often we have found ourselves in the tunnel of life, wondering where we're going. But I do know that there's always been that of a light at the end of the tunnel. And for those of the of you who have taken some of my courses, you know that I put up on the screen a blank black slide with just a white dot in the very center. And that dot literally goes on for infinity when you look at it correctly. And it does show the light at the end of the tunnel. And that's where tunnels do lead. But I do want to put up another picture here of a combination bridge and tunnel. Because sometimes we build a bridge, but we have to tunnel for a portion of it because the bridge becomes an obstacle. The bridge becomes an obstacle. There's literally a reason why we don't necessarily cross it all the way, or we need to build a tunnel so that we can allow other things to pass that would not be able to literally pass underneath that bridge. And then the tunnel picks up again on the other, I should say the bridge picks up again on the other side once you've come back out of the tunnel. Now, what has this got to do with life? What has this got to do with leadership? How often have you been on one side of the bridge and hesitated to venture forth, to venture forth because you had fear of what might have been on the other side? Or how often have you ventured forth and gotten halfway across the bridge, but maybe the wind was blowing, or maybe the weather changed, and oh my gosh, you turned around and went back. You didn't quite get to the halfway point. But there is a point where you go past the halfway point, which becomes the point of no return. It's too far to go back. It's a lot better to go forward. Now, the bridge in question that I was looking at with my friend today happened to be the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was a sunset scene. And the sun was going down in the west. But you're crossing the bridge into the west. Even though the sun is going down, you know that there's a new day approaching, and you're going to seek what lies ahead. There should be no reason why you would want to fear crossing that bridge to get to the other side. There should be no reason why you would not want to go through the tunnel to get to the other side. And here I'm showing a picture of coming out of the tunnel and the beautiful, majestic scenery that lies ahead as you come into the light of coming out of that tunnel. And I hope that today's podcast video that I'm posting here has some significance as to why you need to build some bridges in your life to span the gaps that abound, because again, there's that chasm that you're connecting from A to B. You have to go from A to B so that you can get to C. You need to go into the tunnel so that you know that you can come out the other side, that you do not fear earthquakes and cave-ins and the like. Those are always possible. But if you're going to fear fear for the sake of fearing fear, false evidence appearing real, then you're not really going to get too far, and you're going to end up staying where you are. And if staying where you are is where it's at, I'm going to challenge you today to take that step, to take that first step, and then that second step, and that third step, cross that bridge, go through the tunnel, and get to the other side so that you can get to where you are destined to be. So that's my story for today. I'm sticking to it. Until next time, this is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching. And we have some bridges to cross. And I hope you'll cross them soon. And we will be coming out of this coronavirus, or whatever we want to call it, the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus. We're coming out of it. The bridge has been spanned. The tunnels have been gone through. And we are all coming out on the other side. Until next time, bye for now.